Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The cattle futures and hog futures today finished lower across the board. We had feeders down $1.50 to $1.70, live cattle down 80 to 90, and then hogs somewhere around 30 to 50 cents lower out in December. So pretty weak across the board in the protein markets. Box beef today did rally back. It was up 62 cents on choice. $213.19, select up 48 cents at $188.42. The feeder cattle index is still above 140, so that could provide some support here. They did call OKC West about $1 to $4 lower, so that was a little bit disappointing. And tomorrow afternoon, we have a cattle on feed report, which is expected to show on feed of about 102%, or about 11.5 million head on feed. If you look at that report for this month, it looks like this will be the highest July 1st number we've had in 10 years. The next closest one was last year, slightly lower. But they typically go down this time of year all the way through July and September, which is the low, and it starts turning back up. But we're starting out at a really high level, at least on feed. The placement number is expected to be about 98% of last year, or 1.776 million head.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
Soybeans were the only contract unchanged, while corn and wheat were both significantly lower. Corn was 10 to 11 lower, Chicago wheat down 12, Kansas City down about 9, cotton down 78 cents. These remnants of Hurricane Barry provided some needed relief and moisture. There is some rainfall moving in from another system to the northern part of the Midwest, but that rainfall would be beneficial here. So that rainfall that delayed planted early on can now become beneficial as we get into the hotter part of the year and the soil profiles are a little bit wetter due to that rain. There have huge problems in some areas, but other areas the corn crop looks really, really good. So you hear mixed reports overall. The market is one of the best determinants here is the traders go back and forth. It looks like right now the corn futures themselves are saying that we're going to have a decent corn crop due to the fact that it's down 10 to 11 cents. The next big report, of course, August 12th, will update the planted acre number. The market is not really anticipating much change here. So going forward, there will be a lot of story to be told here in this market. Earlier in the day, the stock market was down pretty hard. It's come all the way back to unchanged. Crude oil currently is down about $1.60 to $1.60. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.